Hey, Dave, you ever need sex stuff?
Sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know you can go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time, you'll get 50% off just about any item. I don't know what they're making you... Probably those big swings are probably still 100. I don't think you get half off on those big swings. Mm. Always remember to mount that to a beam. Don't just bolt that into the drywall up there.
I've never been brave enough to try one of those.
You'll hurt your tailbone.
Oh, man.
I'm clumsy enough on a regular swing, let alone, hey, get over here. Let's give this a shot.
Yeah, you don't want to have to line anything up.
Yeah. Yeah. Bed's good enough for me. Well, when you select your one item at 50% off, you're going to get three adult DVDs. That's Ooh. Adults doing adult things.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else do you get with that?
You're going to get a free mystery gift.
No way.
Yeah.
Mystery gift.
It could be literally anything.
I like the idea of that.
Might be a jet.
That's not very sexy. I think it's got to be.
It could be a sex jet.
There you go. I like what you're thinking now.
Your free mystery gift will not be a jet airplane. Legally, it will not be. But to top it all off, were you going to ask me how are they going to top it off?
Yeah, I was going to say, is there anything beyond that, Kyle?
Well, yeah. They're going to give you free shipping.
So
for your whole order. Just, hey, thanks for getting stuff.
So let me get this straight. 50% off of anything, plus three free adult DVDs, plus a free mystery gift.
Yeah.
And then free shipping on top of that.
Yeah. Jeez. All just so you have a good time with somebody, maybe not with somebody, but enjoy your bodies.
How about that?
Be safe and enjoy your bodies.
Lick 'em and stick 'em, fellas.
Lick 'em and stick 'em. That's it. Well, you got one run at this life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of your nature. Anyway.
Where do we go to get this?
Well, I'll tell you. You go to adamandeve.com and use the code BOOGIE at the checkout. That's BOOGIE at adamandeve.com. Go use it. Go have fun. Treat yourself. Why be scared of these things? Don't be ashamed. I grew up with shame about that stuff, and it took me a while to get over it, and now I'm not. So get the lubes and syrups.
Yeah, don't be a square.
Yeah.
Stick it up your butt.
Yeah, stick stuff up your butt safely. I mean, safe stuff. Don't use light bulbs or anything.
No.
Use code BOOGIE at adamandeve.com and enjoy your time on this planet.
Cool. Thanks, Kyle.
You betcha.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm.
The Boogie Monster, podcasting the unknown.
50%, like split it in half button, then just, well, because like if we're splitting, it means I can only afford to pay for my shit. So like if we go out to eat and we both get entrees, but you get 12 beers and I don't why split it in half? I don't want to pay for 6 of your beers if I had none.
Yeah, if it's everybody's eating like a meal and a couple drinks, like, you know, I'll go 50-50 on it.
But every time
somebody's
they just
being
assume.
A dickhead, like just 9 shrimp cocktails, I'm like, I had Cobb salad.
But I'm always just like, just seat one, seat two. He got a lot more than I did. I just want to pay for mine. Who but they you, always just...
Who are you going out to eat with that's was, eating so much more than you are?
I went to... Me and Ryan went the other day, and he got an appetizer and a big thing, and I could only afford... I was like, I'll just get like the two-piece snack, $6. But he just split it 50-50, and mine wound up being like $14. I was like, fuck, I would have got a goddamn entree if I knew that was going to happen. So, but that happens all the time. You know, it's like they're just trained now to just split it in half. And I know as a server, they have to ring it in seat one, seat two, seat three, because when they bring it out, they know seat one got this, seat two got this, seat three got this. Just
The idea of working in food service in the service, and there's too much pressure. Like, I don't want to deal, which, like, yeah, to be a comedian's weird, because it's like, well, I don't want to deal with any strangers dictating my performance. Do you want to rant more? Because I've been recording.
Oh, you've been recording?
I got you again.
You fucker.
I got you again.
Oh, man.
Seriously. You want to add to it?
No, I just...
I mean, we got to the gist. I just like catching you in these raw moments. It's like Dave Stone's 30 for 30, but it's just about you getting pissed about how things are in restaurants.
But it's like the concept never even dawned on him. It's like, you just split it in half? No, idiot. How about I pay for what I got, and he pays for what he got? You know? If I'm asking to split the check, that means obviously I'm not in a position to just take care of the whole check, so I need to just pay for what I got. You know, if my buddy over here is getting a bunch of appetizers
usually when you have, I've always been like, put like 20 on this, 40 on this, or whatever the.
Yeah, I know, but I think it should just be a standard when someone says, hey, can you split this? It's, especially if it's just two people. I'm not saying if it's a party of
split
nine.
Means 50-50.
To me, split means split. We're going to go Dutch. I'm going to pay for what I ordered, and he's going to pay for
shoes.
What. Yeah. So. Anyway. Thanks for catching me off guard.
Yeah, gotcha. Hey, we're back.
Hey, we're back, and we're in a new place.
Yeah, the Boogie Monster with Kyle and Dave. No more Learning Annex.
Yeah, and we're refreshed from our week off.
Yeah, boy, you know, because us, we sure do take a pummeling churning this out every week, this hard-hitting journalism. Moving was a son of a bitch, though.
Yeah, man.
Like, the organization that I think I had into packing stuff, now that I'm unpacking, I'm like, oh, none of this made sense. None of, like, what I was like, oh, where's needle nose pliers? Oh, it's right next to these pickles. Of course, because when I was packing up, I remember one time I needed needle nose pliers, and I didn't have them. I was like, I'm sure in a pickle. And then there was pickles next to them while I was packing them. Put them in the same box.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know where shit is right now. I think I could just, like, I have it. I have all my stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I could look at how many boxes there are, and I could look through each box and never find what I need.
You know what method I've done in the past?
There's a file cabinet that I have. It's going to be locked forever now. Because I put the keys with the file cabinet. Oh, no, that's not things.
A real white trash way to move is just go out and get a bunch of those hefty bags,
mm-hmm.
the big lawn and garden industrial strength 30-gallon trash bags, and I just throw shit and just – I've moved to where, like, there's been a U-Haul truck with 75 garbage bags.
Well, what about stuff with, like, corners and edges? It's all soft goods? Live with soft goods?
Yeah, soft goods, yeah.
It's all inflatable furniture?
It's all clothes and bottles of cleaning supplies. But no, the place is looking good, buddy.
Well,
you got air conditioning.
Air conditioning. I got a washer dryer.
Wow. This is definitely the kind of place I want to live when I move out of my van.
Say, one of these days, buddy. We got to worry about you like we got to worry about pets being in locked cars this summer. It's going to be triple digits and be like, check on your Dave. You know, if you see a Dave locked in a van without the windows cracked, make a call.
So you got to leave a note on the windshield.
I don't know if you call. I don't know who you call. Is it Child Protective Services? Because you're 38, so I don't think that counts. Oh, broke a window. I had to save a Dave. Save a Dave. Crack a window.
Oh, thanks, man.
Almost forgot about that part.
And I did this to myself.
Man, you're fucking up my sauna. Get out of here. Trying to sweat off a few pounds. Trying to make weight.
Oh, man. Yeah, buddy. What else going on?
Now, this move has been all-encompassing.
Yeah?
I'm sure we'll hear back about the sound quality.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's more echoey.
I don't know.
We'll move into the back office. We got to come up with a new... I mean, it could be the Learning Annex again. There's not more than one.
We never stopped learning.
No, we haven't.
You don't have any...
I don't think we ever started learning.
You don't have the road sound.
Middle-aged men going, what if guys in suits come if you ever see an alien and they wipe your brain clean? Yeah, never stop learning.
What's crazy about that? I still think I'm going to visit it one day.
I'd like to. I hope they live up here in the canyon. Got the balcony, though. It's a little covered. They got a lot of tree covered, so I can't. No alien sightings. No clean air alien sightings out here.
Any coyotes wandering around these parts?
There's a bobcat that somebody took pictures of that's been wandering around.
Oh, yeah?
Which is, that's pretty cool.
Huh. I'll look into it.
As long as you don't have small dogs or nothing.
Yeah. I like a good bobcat.
It's quiet up here for sleeping. I'll check the Next Door app and see if anybody reports a guy sleeping in their van. I'll be like, don't worry, it's Dave.
Yeah, you told me about all the good parking spots up here, but this is way too nice. Like, I get reported.
No, man, it'll just look like Now, does it look like coyote shit if you go out there?
Yeah.
Coyote's got a lot of fried chicken. Where did this coyote get fried chicken?
I don't know. Speaking of which, I had the, it's been a long time, so I revisited the KFC Famous Bowl today for lunch.
Patton Oswalt special.
Yeah, just pile my food into a fucking bowl.
Which has become the norm now, which is now the healthier option at burrito place. You just want a bowl?
Yeah.
Get rid of that nasty tortilla, because that's the enemy of health.
Yeah. Of course, KFC doesn't do it the healthy way. The base is mashed potatoes and corn.
Honestly, like, okay, it's a great bit, but just like the Double Down sandwich, what was ever really wrong with that other than presentation? Like, it was just two chicken breasts, and then they put, what, cheese and shit in the middle of them?
Yeah, bacon and cheese and whatnot.
So what was wrong if you just had a plate with two chicken breasts and that stuff on the side? It'd be a totally acceptable
Yeah, meal. On the side. I think it's just the presentation of just, ha-ha, these are buns, get
hold,
it?
Yeah, hold it with your hands. Yeah. Even though that's how you would have eaten the fried chicken anyway.
Mm-hmm. True. But yeah, it's just something about the presentation, especially with the Famous Bowl. It is, like he described, it's just a glop. Just a mound of just grossness.
Well, I think calling it Famous before it even had a chance to establish itself is a little arrogant.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like a Kardashian of food items. Yeah. It's like it's famous for no reason.
Yeah.
It's famous for fucking you.
Hmm.
That was a bad joke.
That's okay.
Speaking of bad jokes, I had one of the worst sets of my life last week.
Really? At the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
I saw your tweet about it.
Oh, God damn.
What was wrong?
Everything.
Really? Was it you? Was it the audience? Was it
both?
The setup?
Every element. I got there, and admittedly, I was wicked hungover because what did I do that night before? I got on a tear, and I came back here, and I was sitting on the balcony, and for some reason, really got into that Chuck Mangione lately.
Yeah, I saw the tweets about that.
I haven't tried to listen to it in the daylight sober, but sitting out there, just with that one that everything, whatever song is Famous, Good Feelings, Everything Feels Good, whatever it is.
Now, does he sing or is he strictly instrumental? Like,
I think he's just
got
one of them weird kind of trumpets.
Okay.
Like, it's like, you ever see it? It's not like a it's like a trumpolini. I don't know. Is that a term?
I don't think so.
No?
What's a trumpolini?
It's like when
jump up and down on
like
it?
Yeah. It's a trumpoline. it's like Like a French horn didn't look so complicated.
Huh. Yeah, I'm not up on all my brass instruments.
There's a lot more than you think there are.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, trumpet, trombone.
Saxophone.
Woodwind.
Woodwind.
That's a woodwind.
Mm.
Trumpet, that's it. And then
tuba.
Tuba, there you go.
I like a good tuba.
Yeah. It's funny. You ever see the person like having to huck one of those down the street? Like, you're going home to practice the tuba? Like, you can't do that on site?
Yeah.
Like, when somebody's got the big, like what's the one bigger than a cello?
Oh, kind of like a stand-up bass. But,
yeah.
What do you call that? What do you call the classical version of a stand-up bass?
Yeah.
Is it a cello?
Cello's, like, a more manageable one.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Cello, you're still soloing on. I think you're still shredding.
Okay.
But the big ones where you see somebody just stuck. It's got one wheel at the bottom, like a shitty Jetsons robot. And they're just trying to finagle that thing down some stairs. Or, like, it forces when you're at the airport. Like, they don't have tubas where you're going. Oh, you got to feel for your tuba.
Yeah.
Like, I get a guitar or a lot of other instruments.
Yeah.
But the that tuba, no other tuba plays like yours. Bump. Bump, bump. Oh, I could tell. I could really see. That's like the Stradivarius of big fart bells.
So what was wrong with your set?
I got there. It was one of these like David Spade.
What room were you in?
And whichever one.
Not the belly room.
The one that hasn't been updated since the 70s. I'm sorry, that's the whole Comedy Store. The one that you could still get cocaine in your system just from breathing inside.
The original room?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know which is which.
The belly room is the really small.
The belly one's upstairs. I never know the original or the main room.
But it was one of those
because
two.
They're both. Yeah. I don't. Yeah, and so I don't go there enough.
So it was a star-studded lineup.
Star-studded lineup of like David Spade and Dane Cook and all these guys that are just, you know, famous comics. And it was one of these audiences that were just star-fucker audiences. And then Andy Dick was shit-faced and made like nobody wanted to go back scene.
That doesn't sound like the Andy Dick I know.
Well, it's one of these things where it's like that guy, like it's an issue. Like it's... I'm not talking shit on the guy. Like it's not a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes out there and he's making a mess and he's kind of part of it. It's like, yeah, you're just really celebrating someone with addiction issues and mental health problems. Mm-hmm. And it's just celebrated. Well, look at it, he's a drunk guy. And it's not like a Dean Martin fake silly kind of drunk. Yeah. Like, no, you just get arrested all the time and you have this legion of people you met at the bar before that you brought in, which is now your crew, which is just kind of ensuring that you act crazy because they're just wandering through town anyway. And so then that happened, and then Theo Vaughn went up, and I like Theo. Theo did a good job of bringing the audience back, but then I was the last one out of everything, and as soon as I walked out, where you could tell, like, oh, we don't know who you are. And then, have you ever had a, like, been so annoyed with a situation? It's like a 3-hour-long show, also, by the way.
Jeez.
Or at least, no, I think I went on a little bit after 11, and it started at 8:30. So,
any of those guys run the light?
Everyone. Yeah. Every single person ran the light.
Mm-hmm. Shocking.
Yeah, every single person ran the light. And, another one. Like, everybody just jerked off through the whole thing. And I got up there, like, have you ever been so distracted and, like, you can't even tell your jokes the right way? Mm-hmm. Like, I've just, like, was, like, just blind with rage and trying to be like, no, be a professional and do this. And I was like, I was trying and nobody gave a fuck until I had, like, I do some bit where I have a sort of a southern accent and call somebody Dale. And somebody's like, that was where they laugh was because there was an accent.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then I was like, well, good job, everybody, for celebrating Andy Dick's mental health problems and addiction problems. You're all just making it worse. And that's what I'm leaving on. And I left and fucking hated it. So I walked directly out the door, found a side door. Boom. Get me the fuck out of here. I'm losing my mind.
Oh, man.
It's almost... Not that, like, I have plenty of bad sets, but when you have, like, an awful, like, it's kind of cleansing.
Yeah. Well, I would almost rather have just a terrible set than a mediocre set. Because at least there's a story with a terrible set.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when it's just kind of, you know, lukewarm.
Yeah. And I don't want to blame the audience, but when you look out and it's like tourists and, like, you want to see famous people. You don't give a fuck about comedy. You give a fuck about famous people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and there's definitely a difference.
Yeah, at the store. I am merchandise at the comedy store. And so then, like, the next night I had a show, like I got to do this show. I was at Meltdown. Of course, I realized, like, oh, that's the coddled special comedy nerd audience.
Yeah.
Like, if I bomb at the comedy store, I'm like, yep, that's fine. If I bomb at Meltdown, I'm like, I need to quit. But I was like, oh, no. Like, you got to wash off a bad set. Like,
yeah.
Instead of like, oh, I got to get away from comedy, I'm like, I need another set right away. I got to scrub that set out. Because you're only as good as the last set you had.
Yeah.
In your own mind, at least. Anyway, so that was last week on top of moving and everything else. And we started shooting Those Who Can't, which is exciting. That's right. Everybody look for those nice Denver boys to have their television program.
They got you dressed up like a real creep.
Yeah, well, I don't want to give too much away.
Mm-hmm.
Can't give it away yet.
Okay. But yeah, looking good.
Teaser, I'm getting sexy in this one. You got to mislead him a little bit.
You didn't see old Eliza over at the store, did you?
No. That was the big controversy of the week. I like how that's still like outside of the world going to shit. That was my I've been pretty negative lately.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of like, well, I'm moving to a new place, everything's going great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just read the news. I'm like, fuck, these ice caps cannot melt fast enough. Let's go. Let's all have beachfront property for 2 months at a time.
It's getting crazy, man.
But yeah, it was a shit weekend in the news.
Mm-hmm.
But then comedy news was Eliza Schlesinger made some disparaging comments about other comics, and people gave her the what for,
mm-hmm.
and I don't feel the need to comment
mm-hmm.
on that.
I will say it's ironic what she said about, you know, female comics, because to me,
I'm not gonna shit talk other comics. Mm-hmm. We mm-hmm. as Rachel is fond of saying, the rising tide lifts all boats.
Ah.
So let's celebrate the comics we do enjoy.
Oh boy! Well, I had a good week. Started a new job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you doing there?
Yeah, I'm
jerking off for money.
Delivering parcels to the masses.
Yeah,
working for Postmates.
Postmates.
Standing in line yesterday for the third time at Shake Shack, and I just thought to myself, I've been on TV.
You just look like a guy who's trying to kill himself by eating at Shake Shack.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I went there three times yesterday to pick up Postmates orders.
Where's the Shake Shack?
Glendale. There's a new one in Glendale.
Yeah.
And it's popping off.
Did you ever eat some of the fries?
No. I did think about drinking some of this guy's root beer, though. as I continue my Postmates career, I will definitely – I'm already contemplating on how to feed myself
slowly.
Small portions at a time. Just Johnny Cash, one piece at a time style.
Yeah, yeah. You just snacked your piecemeal, literally piecemealed yourself.
Oh yeah. Things are good. Just driving around all day. Oh man. Talk about white privilege.
Okay.
I drove 7 miles from this lady's house to pick up one pint of Froyo. Just hey, go get me some Froyo.
Really?
Yeah. Drove, and it was like 7 mile drive from the place to her house.
Weird. What?
Yeah.
What frozen yogurt?
Near your old place, Magpies or whatever, right next to Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
And drove it like way up, like almost in the Hollywood Hills. Just one pint, just one little pint of Froyo.
I mean, like I gotta be in a real mood to get Postmates. Like, yeah. That is the most opulent.
I've never used it myself.
Well, you live in your...
Yeah, that's true. I don't have an address.
not like... I mean, I don't want to be the one to have to point that out.
Yeah, right? I'm connecting the dots now. Yeah.
It's... I think... Maybe twice I've used it, where it's mm-hmm. just been like, all right, it's late, drunk, like I can't, nothing's going to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Especially over here now, like nothing, like that. My go-to was Garage Pizza,
mm-hmm.
which, adios, Garage Pizza.
Yeah, they're out of
no
your,
more, your
out of your zone.
Uncooked middles.
Yeah, it's pretty mediocre. You liked it though.
I mean, I liked it when at 3 in the morning, mm-hmm. and then the next day I'd be like, this sucks. Yeah. It does not have staying power,
mm-hmm.
Garage Pizza. I got some for Fresh Brothers. Fresh Brothers over here. What's 3 days nibbling off that stuff.
What's Fresh Brothers?
Pizza.
Yeah.
Great.
Where are they at?
Down the thing.
Okay.
Right over by, they're behind the UCB, Franklin.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, by the Gelsons. But I think Rachel and I got real high one night and got... I think spent like $20 on frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
Like we did. We're like, all right, listen. I think we were celebrating because we just found this place and mm-hmm. we've been looking for an apartment for a long time. And we're like celebrating. Like we'll splurge, but it's like a special treat.
Yeah.
It's a special treat.
I delivered somebody Del Taco in the middle of the day. Somebody Postmated Del Taco during daylight hours. What's the logic behind that? If you're going to get somebody to deliver, get something better than Del Taco.
Yeah, that is not daytime food.
Yeah.
What? How much does it cost above and beyond?
I can tell you how much I get paid to literally spend 1 hour driving to the Americana at Brand Mall in Glendale and fighting traffic and fighting parking and walking into the mall to Barnes & Noble to find some stupid book. And then walk back, fight traffic, and drive it to a lady's house. Mm-hmm. In 1 hour, I made $4.10. This is a pretty good gig. And then I learned that was a rookie mistake. Our buddy James Fritz, also a Postmater.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, don't ever get the shopping orders. because something about the algorithm. Because her place, the place I was delivering it to was fairly close to the store. So yeah. the time and distance algorithm. Literally, it took from the time I got the call to the time I dropped it off was 58 minutes. And when I closed out that order, you earned $4.10. Well, holy shit. Thanks, Postmates.
I mean,
so he
says,
did
they tip you on top of it?
I've gotten no tips yet. Zero tips. And James told me that just stick with the food orders because they're quicker. But yeah, I had to Father's Day, Sunday, Glendale, the mall. Oh,
you just have to say Glendale, the mall.
Fighting that traffic to go get some stupid book. And I had to send her a...
What was the book?
I got a picture of it right here in my bag.
Well, like, I want to know if, like, now I'm intrigued.
It's some comic book thing. My cat is more famous than us, or...
oh, that's terrible.
I don't, Johnny the Wanderer. I don't know. Just some bullshit. So, yeah, man.
Did you get on that dog walking racket?
Yeah, I'm trying to get up in that. That's you got to know somebody.
Yeah, somebody with a dog.
I did apply for one of them, and then somebody told me they don't hire dudes. This one of these dog walking apps is they just don't hire many males. I guess, I don't know.
Well, I think you're going to rough up the dogs.
I don't know.
Well, it's a weird world.
Yeah, and then I had a nice adventure the other day. I don't know if I sent you those pictures. I saw a heroin deal go down. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. People were following.
Yeah. I found a new spot. Well, I haven't parked over there since, but I thought I had a nice little spot. But I learned something. Any parking spot near a bridge underpass.
Bridges are spooky places.
You're going to have some bridge trolls crawling around. Man, this was a hotbed of...
A lot of secrecy on those bridges.
Of just weirdo activity. One guy dumped his whole shopping cart full of bottles over on accident. I had to help him up.
That's always a bummer.
I helped him. He tried to give me a can of Mellow Yellow. He had a warm can of Mellow Yellow. He's like, hey, man, do you... I was like, nah, dude. It's cool. You keep
more of a squirt guy.
You keep that. And then I had the old lady kept finger blasting herself right there in front of everybody. Oh, just her default position was her hand down her pants. And then she's eyeballing me. And then these other two guys come up by heroin right next to my van. They didn't see me inside. I mean, did you see that picture I took?
Yeah.
Like from 2 feet away.
And people are going to think you're like Serpico.
Yeah.
Going deep cover out there.
I know, man.
Be careful.
I'm up in them streets.
Be careful, Dave.
But yeah, man, things are good.
Well, shall we? I had a rough go of it.
I'm all right. I'm okay, buddy.
You wanna indulge? It's a boogie monster with Kyle and Dave.
Oh yeah, that's us.
Wonder if we should.
Want to get into it?
We can get into it. Unless there's something else you want to get riled about.
No, I think I'm good. I'm
trying to find. There was some folks had sent us some nice some info. What was it? Well, what were the stories that came out? They found they. There was a Bigfoot sighting in Texas.
Oh, I didn't catch that one.
Yeah. There was a...
People keep sending us the article about the Colorado hunter who got sexually assaulted by a Sasquatch. That's not real.
No, that's a BS.
Yeah, but thanks, though.
Weekly World News.
Appreciate you thinking about us.
Yeah, thanks for keeping us up to speed. I was going to say up to breast. Mm-hmm. That's not the phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody sent us something good.
Somebody sent us a globe.
Oh, yeah. What's that globe?
Gal sent us a globe.
Send it to us? Gave it to you?
Yeah. Mailed it to us.
All right.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Thank you. There you go. You got some rippers. Oh, this is it. That Kurt Russell reported the Phoenix Lights.
What's that?
The Phoenix Lights.
Mm-hmm.
The amateur pilot. And if you call them amateurs just because they don't fly for a commercial airline.
Yeah.
They're still professionals if they're flying an airplane, in my eyes.
Yeah. Amateur pilot would be someone who doesn't have a license.
Yeah.
Who commandeered it somehow.
Yeah, yeah. This is from Josh Brown, who I'm terrible about having read this. Speaking of KFC, this is going to come together. I guess we've been bitching about KFC back in February when he sent this message, the first message. He said, excuse me, in the late 70s, after Harlan Sanders sold KFC, he got so pissed off about the changes that were made to his chicken, and particularly his gravy, that he opened another restaurant in Shelbyville, Kentucky, called Claudia Sanders Dinner House. You ever heard of that?
No.
Claudia Sanders Dinner House, that he was, I guess he was talking shit about KFC opening in the Louisville paper, and Claudia Sanders is still open, and that's his place. That's like, that's everything served to his specifications, the colonel's specifications. And, excuse me. Josh Brown said he's eaten there a few times and it's awesome. We should check it out. And that was in February, and I'm sad to say we did not respond. So, Josh, sorry for that.
Sorry, buddy.
And then he chimed in by saying that Kurt Russell is claiming to be the pilot who reported the Phoenix Lights, the famous Phoenix Lights from
97. Yeah.
Yeah, that he was doing press for the Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And he was flying his son somewhere. And so, yeah, I was like, yeah, that's – saw them in a V shape. I don't know. I mean, Kurt Russell, I mean, obviously, he's my guy.
Uh-huh.
He seems like he could be a prankster. But, hey, that's something, right? It's something.
That is
just
something.
Just to say.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right, yeah, that was the thing that I thought was interesting. And a bunch of people correcting me by saying Waverly Hills is in Kentucky, not in Ohio. Sorry, okay. Everyone. Sorry for the location of the haunted house.
It's okay, buddy.
So, yeah, so thank you for that information, everybody.
You got anything to drink in that fridge?
Yeah, I mean, there's some bubble waters.
Yeah.
Rachel's got her LaCroix. Unless you want to just pour something out of the jugs. Nah, she don't care. I got some Coors Lights in there, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've been getting into the beer again. I shouldn't be. Been taking my gout medicine. Been feeling good. Making that mistake like everybody else. Feel good?
You want mine?
Yeah, give it a rip.
That's good pod right there.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
just getting up, walking away.
Not me drunk, screaming, washing dishes, but I'm sure we'll get to that point again sooner or later. We didn't have a big send off for the Learning Annex.
No, we didn't.
We're going to have a nice big old welcome bash here. But now I'm shared habitation.
That's
so
true.
So we got to pay attention to these hours.
Shared habitation.
Cohabitation, I guess, would be the proper word.
I was by your old place today picking up your mail, and they're already painting everything. And
yeah, it's in there dicking around.
Getting rid of all your funk.
I kept it pretty decent in there, to be honest. I'm respectable.
Chili stains on the ceiling. Then.
That's you. Hey, that's, those murder, those horror mystery barbecue handprints on the inside of cabinets.
Oh, well, man. Well, let's get into it, buddy.
Let's talk. Okay.
This is a subject I've been keeping my eye on for quite some time.
Yes.
And
yes.
Even utilized some of it in my in my script I just completed.
No, don't give it away.
Yeah, wrote a script.
Don't give it away.
I'm thinking about if anybody wants to read my script, just PayPal me $5 and I'll email it to you. It's an interesting business plan.
I wonder if that's a way to that was the old, I don't know if it's not quite a conspiracy theory, but one of those hacks, if you wanted to copyright something for cheap, just mail it to yourself. Because it would be a dated government document on the envelope, because the stamp and the date. So you'd be like, oh, see? Sealed envelope with a date. Government, a government dated item.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure any shitbag lawyer would find a way around it if they wanted to be a scumbag. Because that's how a lot of lawyers work.
Ooh.
Anyway, yeah, mistrial in Bill Cosby's case. And the guy who totally just shot that dude, that cop that shot the guy, got off. Anyway, great weekend. The world's a wonderful place.
The Cosby case, was this for one specific rape or all of them?
I think it was. Well, I think so many of them, I don't know the details, so many of them were past the statute of limitations that this one was still within.
One of the few that they had a chance of actually trying to prosecute.
Yeah, it was a mistrial.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was just a garbage weekend all around. Yes, I would love to talk about any, that's what I say. Why are conspiracy, they're always right wing.
Mm-hmm.
Realize how much of the stuff we're looking at, it's right wingers that get them. Why are you dickheads into this stuff. Like, that was another thing. Alex Jones. I did not see the Alex Jones.
I did not either. Yeah.
That Megyn Kelly, they weren't going to. He wasn't going to air it because he thought, like, no, they're going to do a hatchet job on me. It's like, no, you're a crazy, sweaty fuckface. Like, there's nothing. You did it to yourself. It's just we're looking at it through a different window instead of the one that you put out into the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a fucking maniac that said that the Sandy Hook was a hoax.
Yeah.
You don't. That doesn't get repainted.
Yeah.
You know? Just because of who's broadcasting the story that you claim.
He that guy's a professional wrestler, man.
Yeah. Just. No, that's exactly. All this stuff is like it's fun to believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
For entertainment.
Yeah.
But when you go nutcase. Oh, yeah. And that was the other thing. Oh, the guy shot up the fucking Republican baseball players. And so then somebody else stopped the production of Julius Caesar and Times or in Central Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was one of these other fucking idiots. What do they call them? Provocateurs, which really just means asshole. Yeah. Like, it's not provocateur means making somebody think. These guys are just all dickheads. And because in Little Caesar, they portray, like, it looks like they're portraying Trump.
Little Caesar.
Did I say Little Caesar? Fuck. Well, that's like my like wavelength of intellectualism.
Yeah.
Caesar, it's not Julius before, it's Little. That's the Caesar I know.
Pizza.
Yeah. You know, and they had him dressed up. But I guess, so they had him dressed up like Trump.
Uh-huh.
Which they had done it before and had him dressed up like Obama.
Yeah.
And he gets assassinated at the end. But somebody's like, oh, this is left-wing propaganda to inciting violence. So they think that is what caused a guy from Illinois and lived in Virginia to shoot up a baseball game was that there was a play happening in Central Park. Everything's fucked.
Yeah.
So we should talk about our stuff.
That guy, by the way, the shooter, did you notice he looked a lot like John Goodman in Big Lebowski?
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh,
he looked like John Goodman's character.
That is, I mean, that. What it's a perfect name? Look for that guy.
What's that character's name? I don't know. What a great character, though. Anyway. All right.
Walter Sobchak.
Yes.
I had to think about it for a second. So what we're talking about today.
This is kind of a three-pronged topic today. They all kind of loosely connect to one another. But let's start with maybe at the top of it. Are you familiar with Jade Helm 15? Do you remember that?
It sounds like a great emo band.
That phrase being tossed around a couple of years ago, Jade Helm 15.
Remember that? It was a military exercise, correct?
Yes. From July 15th of 2015 to September 15th of 2015,
yes.
There's approximately 1,200 U.S. troops, mostly Special Operations Forces. They participated in a military training exercise in seven different states, Texas, Arizona, California, New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, Nevada, pretty much all the Southwest states. It was the largest military training exercise ever conducted on U.S. soil. And some think, and it was very secretive, it was very hush-hush.
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about that. 1,200, you know, troops doing these crazy training exercises for 2 months. Some think it was a practice run to enact martial law.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all over the Southwest. They're doing all kind of crazy training maneuvers. And
I thought it was a takeover of red states.
Yeah. And
despite the fact that California was involved.
Right? Yeah. Some people ask, why do the – and they say, well, we're training in these states, in these terrains, because these certain terrains geographically mimic – some of the landscape that we might have to, you know, engage in overseas, in the Middle East or overseas. But then the question is, well, why not just practice at your bases in the Middle East and overseas? We got U.S. military bases set up all over the globe.
Yeah.
Why not just, you know, practice in the actual military bases that you occupy in some of these other countries? So another theory is – and they even say this, and one of the Army guys even said this, or roughly roundabout way, said, basically, they want the American public to get used to seeing and hearing urban military presence.
Okay.
So, have you ever been in any of your travels? I've experienced this a couple times. Have you ever seen run across a huge military convoy? Whether it be on a train or just on the freeway?
I've seen it. Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. The biggest one I saw was driving to Vegas from here. But that's Mojave Desert. There's all kinds of training and shit going on out there all the time. When I was, you know, camping out there a couple months ago, we're seeing, you know, there's a bombing range. They're doing all kinds of stuff. And that, yeah, if you got to train for the desert, you got a desert. There you go.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing just this string of vehicles, not on the road, but on, I don't know if it's a military access road or just from the highway, and you could see them just in this endless string of military vehicles.
Yeah, that's an ominous scene when you see. I saw a train on my most recent trip from the last tour coming back. I saw a train somewhere in New Mexico, and it had to be a mile long with dozens and dozens and dozens of military vehicles. Like, when you see that much military presence all together, like, it does. And for me personally, it's like, oh shit! It sends a weird feeling down your spine, like Red Dawn. Like, oh shit, what's going down?
I mean, you got to think they're getting manufactured somewhere, and then they're getting shipped somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't know. That's one thing you never realize. Like, everything in the continental United States, you're getting by train or truck.
Yeah.
You're not getting anything by air. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, something like, your UPS shit, they'll send by air. But, like, any large items, train or truck. So, eventually, you're going to cross paths with everything that this guy, like, you're going to see a missile. You're going to see.
Yeah.
Remember when we were in Long Beach going to see that show?
Yes.
And all of a sudden, cops blocked off every street, and there was some semi truck that was rushing through us, like, from the port. And then, like, okay, well, now it's on a truck. We got to get it to wherever it's going.
Yeah.
And that was, whatever that was some top secret shit. Yeah, they were rushing through Long Beach in the middle of the night.
Dozens of cop cars and trucks and
stuff. Yeah, just stopping all traffic to make sure whatever was on this truck was getting through the city as fast as possible.
Yeah. So it is weird when you see, you know, like you said, a lot of it's probably logical, but just something about seeing that, especially near a city. Like, when you see in an urban environment, I've seen, you know, kind of, I think I was in Houston one time and I saw a big convoy, but just something about seeing that many military vehicles near a major city.
Yeah.
It just, it has a weird connotation of like martial law or, you know, or invasion or something. So, you know, in 15, they were doing these crazy military operations and nobody knows why. And along with this, now this might be a stretch, but there are some conspiracy theorists that are connecting these dots. About the same time in the summer of 15, Walmart closed worldwide. They closed 269 stores, including 154 in the United States.
Mm.
Now, most of those were their little test store, Walmart Express. They closed 102 of those. They closed 23 of the neighborhood markets, the little green grocery store little ones, 12 super centers, 7 in Puerto Rico, 6 discount stores, and 4 Sam's Clubs. So anyway, about the same time Jade Helm's going on, all these Walmart stores start closing. And some conspiracy theorists have connected the dots, whether they're aligned or not, to say that many of these closures are because Jade Helm is going to be using these Walmarts as FEMA camps, processing centers, storage centers for military equipment. There's a lot of – this was going on a couple years ago, but there was a lot of speculation that somehow these Walmart closures were connected to what Jade Helm was doing.
But then it also coincided with the fact that Walmarts were getting shut down because the workers were trying to unionize. And also because in 2015, much like now, retail's taking a big hit because of online shopping.
Yeah, that's true. So,
but also, why a Walmart? Because it is the most American of all companies, and that's why, like, yeah, you want to use it? Take over the rest of America? Here you go.
In April 2015, in one day, 5 locations closed without warning in California, Texas, Florida, and Oklahoma. And the excuse they used was plumbing problems. Now, I don't know why 5 different stores spread out in 4 different states would close on the same day.
You got people who shop at Walmart taking shits in Walmart all the time. that answer's right there.
So yeah, there's been a lot of talk about, I don't know, martial law is very intriguing to me. The concept of just our government coming in, guns a-blazing, and locking us down, and just taking control.
Examples of when that was did they do it in Ferguson?
I don't know. That seems like that would have been if there was a recent example, that might have been one of them.
I mean, it's the same argument I'm having basically every week. Are things getting worse, or you just hear more reports of, like, the fact that these dipshits interrupted a showing of Julius Caesar to be like, it's against the president, and they just kicked him out and arrested him, which they're like, Harrington, it's against our free speech. Like, no, you're trespassing. If you fuck up any live performance, you're trespassing.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's a political thing or whatever you're doing, that's trespassing. The same way fuckers got arrested for interrupting Trump rallies. That's not a free speech thing. That's you're trespassing. And anyway, provocateur, you get your head up your ass. But that's not really a news story. They just started to play over afterwards. Everybody's like, good, fuck these people. We're here to see this play. That is a non-news story that, because of the times, got all this press. So I see it, and I'm getting pissed about it, and that adds to the thing. Like, oh, that cop who clearly just shot that black guy got off. Like, all that stuff. Is it because you have access to more information? Are things getting worse, and now we want to get worried about martial law, which is why all these people who listen to InfoWars bullshit. Anyway,
well,
I don't know where that's going.
Yeah, you got that.
It's according to Wikipedia, in United States law, martial law is limited by several court decisions that were handed down between the American Civil War and World War II. In 1878, Congress passed the Posse Comitatus Act, which – Posse Comitatus? I mean, look it up. I said it right. Which forbids military involvement in domestic law enforcement without congressional approval. Ooh, which probably – does that go along with DAPL stuff? The military wasn't in Dakota Pipeline, was it?
I don't know.
They just had police protecting private business instead of the people of America. That's all.
Well, going back to these Walmarts, the reason some people think that there's something strange afoot is due to the fact that many of these Walmarts, after their closure, many of them were then equipped with barbed wire. There was barbed wire around the complete perimeter of the roof. A lot of weird private security.
Yeah.
Just and there's YouTube. There's a ton of YouTube videos. If you Google if you YouTube Walmart Jade Helm, you're gonna see. And they just private citizens out there with their shaky cams.
Am I wrong to think that Walmart shoppers and InfoWars, the believers are a large overlap?
I mean, I don't think it's fair. I'm not a big Walmart fan, but I don't think it's fair to come down on people who, just because they shop at Walmart.
I'm just saying that the overlap of right-wing conspiracy nuts.
I would say most right-wing conspiracy nuts probably shop at Walmart. I don't think all Walmart
and when their
shoppers,
Walmart's closed,
mm-hmm.
well,
that's true.
Probably because the government.
Yeah. But there's a lot of video out there of these Walmarts with like odd levels of security. Like, why is there barbed wire all over the roofs of some of these Walmarts? Why is there, you know, weird private security? I mean, some of it gets really, really deep. I ran across one video of how this guy was showing how a particular Walmart in Texas was housing thousands and thousands of plastic coffins.
Plastic coffins?
Yeah, these like, you know, flimsy disposable plastic coffins. And if you do some of the research on the Jade Helm stuff, they were – some of this stuff is documented. some of the stuff they were training for and testing and stuff like that was mass casualty exercises, things like that, like, which I guess, you know, the military has to, just because they're training for something like that doesn't necessarily mean that they have, you know,
plans for it.
Yeah.
But
I guess you have to be prepared, you know, in the case of, like, you know, a crazy earthquake or some sort of viral outbreak where, you know, mass casualties may occur.
I mean, maybe
then
it was,
how do you respond to that?
Yeah, was it something about, was there an overlap? What year was, what was the last big one? Zika virus that was putting everybody in a panic?
Yeah,
was that,
was recent, right?
Was that
like last 15? Year?
15?
15 or 16.
Zika virus. Man, now that we just have Wi-Fi access, it's like we're so much smarter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe I'm wondering if it was like part in response to that when it started blowing up there. 2013 to 2014, America's 2015 to present. There was an epidemic in 2015 and 2016 in the Americas. So perhaps that has something to do with that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like a reason to prepare for a mass casualty. Mm-hmm.
Some additional theories circulated online that the government is arresting political dissidents, that the UN is involved in Jade Helm as a part of some attempt to seize people's guns. That's always a very popular right wing. They're going to take our guns.
Yeah, what? They're going to take away. There's always a fear of the guns being taken. The people that don't have guns don't give a fuck. I can't wait to see that battle of the armed citizens versus the military. But it's not going to be. It's going to be the armed citizens joining the military against the unarmed liberals.
No.
We need an armed liberal faction out here. Because right now, you know, I'm going to assume, which is incorrect to assume, but I'm going to say the safe guess. Most of the people with guns are, you know, going to lean to the right.
Not all of us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why, like, what? Okay, what happens when it's the... I'd say it. Gentrify the NRA. That's what I've been saying for a long time. You know, we want to fucking freak them out.
Mm-hmm.
Put a fucking float in gay pride parade. Put an NRA float, an unsanctioned NRA float in a gay pride parade. Like, no, the government's not coming for your guns. It's every transsexual, gay person, black person. We're all going to get guns legally, and then we're going to just flood the NRA with every type of person. They didn't say shit about the guy who got shot in Minnesota, legal gun owner, was reaching for his permit to show the cop who got shot. NRA hasn't said shit since. That was a week ago.
Yeah.
They're all about, legal citizen. This, if it was a white dude that got shot, legal white gun owner.
True.
That got shot, they would have been up in arms about the government, and this is again. They haven't said shit because the dude was black.
True.
Fuck, that's it, man. You want to fuck with the NRA? Every minority and marginalized group of people out there, go become a registered NRA member and just completely dilute the power they have as just a fucking white male voting faction.
Interesting.
I got a lot of rants.
That's okay.
I got a lot of rants.
That's what this is for, buddy. You let it flow.
But I've said,
I just wrote down mouth shart.
What'd you do? Why'd you do that?
I burped too hard.
Ugh. That's gross, yeah. Dave.
Anyway, all right, the third prong in this topic. So not only do some people think that these closed Walmarts are somehow affiliated with Jade Helm 15.
We're fucked now that we have internet connection because now these Google searches are getting real weird.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
The third thing is people think that these Walmarts, some of these closed Walmarts, just happen to sit along the lines of a national network of underground tunnel systems.
All right, that's I'm looking at that.
Now, underground tunnel systems have fascinated me for quite a while. Like, and we touched on this, I think, in one of the, I think maybe the Denver Airport episode. We're talking about the concept of Now, there's definitely things, these things called dumps, deep underground military bases. And there's a map. I got a map of all these dumps all over the country.
That sounds like they're just like, let's call it dumb and see if people still believe in it.
But there's a fact that there, I mean, there's a, I had a whole list of them. There's a whole list of all these actual underground military bases.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not they are connected with a tunnel system, I don't know, but there's some maps. There's this one map that keeps popping up, and I can't find – it's in all these different articles, but I can't find the source of it. No one cites the source of where the hell this map came from. But there's this one particular map, and it's supposed to be an accurate map of all the tunnels in America, and they're all connected. I mean, it's just – it looks like a freeway map, but it's – I mean, just – take the concept of, like, our freeway system.
Sure.
Like, imagine the same elaborate system being underground. I mean, it could be. Like, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
I just – look here in Los Angeles, what they're going through just to get a train to go from downtown to Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm. The Elon Musk thing?
Just whatever, the purple line or whatever, okay. All along Wilshire Boulevard.
Elon Musk is doing a tunnel in L.A., or he's working on it. You've heard about that?
They keep unearthing, like, relics and, like, ancient human, I don't know if it was human bones they found or something. They're finding all the, like, real, all these archaeological discoveries from digging this tunnel.
Oh, wow.
But I'm just thinking, like, look at the effort it takes to do that.
Yeah, something above ground. You know, open to the public, a secret.
Or even, I think they are even trying to get it underground.
Hmm.
But, see, I'm looking at the map now, too. I'm just, I'm fascinated with, the undertaking of it, if mm-hmm. it's true.
Well, that leads me to yet another point, and we've touched on this briefly in past episodes, about these unexplained booms mm-hmm. and noises. I think there's one out here near Pasadena or Alhambra, the Alhambra explosions.
Yeah.
All over the country, people are hearing these noises and these booms and these explosions that no one can articulate. They're like, where's this coming from? There's no evidence. Some people think that those noises are coming from the construction of these underground tunnels.
I mean... All right, here with the Jade Helm map. Some of that, too, I think is also could be military related. You know, it could be a break in the sound barrier type thing.
That's true.
Because that's always a strange, doesn't sound like it's coming from the ground. You know, it's either coming from the sky, or maybe it is coming from, you know, low flying aircraft breaking the sound barrier, which I thought that was illegal over residential areas.
Mm-hmm.
If
Google tunnel machines and click images, these giant.
Oh my God! It's just a picture of my dick.
These giant.
I wrote Google tunnel machines. I didn't just. I was trying to think of a dick joke.
That's funny. These giant tunnel. What do they call it? Like a boring machine.
Yeah.
These giant augers.
Speaking of boring machines, you want to plug any dates?
God.
Hey. Come on. It's still a comedy.
Watch out.
It's still a comedy.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. These things. These.
I mean,
these Ocean's 13 shits.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what. I was watching some How It's Made thing where they were using this in England for the tube.
What's the tube?
The subway in England.
Is that what they call London. It?
The tube, yeah.
The tube.
Yeah, they say mind the gap. They don't say watch your step. They say mind the gap.
Huh. Interesting.
There's a ripple light over there. But yeah, so these things exist, but you got to think about the... I have a hard time thinking this can be done in secret with the elaboration that is being claimed is out there.
Well, if it's underground, how's anybody going to see it?
But getting supplies and getting everything, and I guess if you're already starting at a base and you have all the supplies in the base.
Mm-hmm. I ran across one video. They were talking to some truck drivers in Colorado mm-hmm. who make regular deliveries to these crazy deep underground cities.
Really?
There's this one somewhere in Colorado where this truck driver was talking about, like, once a week he has a delivery, and it's miles and miles through this underground tunnel, and eventually he winds up in this like underground city, and he dumps off all these construction materials.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, man.
Truck driver. Like, is this the truck driver confirms underground city beneath U.S. 2013?
Mm-hmm. So I mean, why wouldn't there happen. Be? Why wouldn't there be an intricate network of underground tunnels? At least for like military use, you know, to move supplies and stuff.
Well, I always think about. I remember like any movie in the 80s about nuclear war. Like, oh, it's nuclear war, and everything just became a missile silo.
Yeah,
like everything just the ground just opened up everywhere, and it was missiles. Which I wonder how realistic that was. It's not an impossibility.
Uh-huh.
And definitely just seeing the machines that can dig tunnels, these things, they just let it go like mm-hmm. like tremors.
Yeah.
And it just eats its way through the earth. And so, I mean, well, they had NORAD. That was, you know,
mm-hmm.
was that North...
Well, there's one in operational. Colorado.
Well, that's not. And then that's what I heard. NORAD isn't even that anymore. It's just a storage facility. It's just mainframes.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about that last time.
Is that what we're talking about last time? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they built a base in the side of a mountain. You can travel underwater on a train from San Francisco to Oakland. I guess why not? I'm just wondering if it's, like I said, if it's as extensive as they're claiming, how could you not notice?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think people are starting to notice.
Where are these tunnels by us then?
Tunnels by us.
California.
Oh, let's go.
We got to do some.
Oh, there's a lot of crazy LA tunnels, like old ones.
Oh, I did Kurt Brunneler's podcast. Where he would kidnap somebody and then take him. We went to the one, like, under the L.A. courthouse, which uh-huh. you could just walk in.
Yeah.
At least a few years ago you could.
Uh-huh.
Because he had his podcast was, I can't remember the name. It was real funny. He would kidnap you and take you to a place and have you describe it while you're blindfolded.
Uh-huh.
So he walked me in there blindfolded. Nobody said shit. It's under the L.A. courthouse. There's employees around. Walked me in there blindfolded. And it was the tunnels they used to get O.J. from the courthouse out because there was so much press.
Wow.
That's what they would escort him through these tunnels to the... to like where his car was waiting.
Interesting.
California underground tunnels. I think we got to start investigating.
If my fantasy is that
Border Patrol, it's happened along the border, I guess.
Is that these Walmarts are going to be used for some sort of Jade Helm operations, and then they keep the same employees.
But we want to do it with savings. We want to get the best price on this government overthrow.
Just a bunch of blue vested. Just
how can I help you? You're a greeter. You're a greeter for the apocalypse.
Nuclear weapons on the third aisle.
You're a greeter. We're still employed. We're still trying to
just
employ
some old man. Just some old man greeting people.
Just doesn't know what's going on yet. Thank you for your service.
Disposable coffins on aisle one.
The plastic coffin. I'm going to look at the plastic coffin one.
Yeah.
We got a lot going on with this one.
Yeah.
We might have to
about.
Find some spots.
It's scattered about. But, well, okay. What we were talking about, Jade Helm 15. Some people think that this summer there might be a Jade Helm 17.
All right. The sequel.
That's something to keep your eyes and ears open for.
Well, because that was what the whole stink about the last one was. It was the governor of Texas wanted it monitored.
Yes. He called in the Texas National Guard to monitor some of the activities to make sure that I don't disagree, to make sure that Texan citizens' rights were not going to be infringed upon by these yahoos and their training. So I think that's an interesting move. Good for him.
One thing. Okay, now we got a. Nothing happened out of that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of 15.
Yeah, so nothing, that we know of. But there were still a lot of reports of just weird activity. Some of these training exercises, like I said, there was a whole report about them doing some mass casualty training exercise and things like that, and all the coffins, and they're like, what the hell are they training for?
Well, as you were saying in the beginning, you're right. Like any like large military exercise, when you see it,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure like if you're in the military, you don't give a shit. Like, yeah, this is what we do. This is what the military is.
Yeah.
But when it's practiced, Honestly, if I didn't, if you've never been to a major sporting event and you see everybody out in the field in a uniform, it's still like, holy shit, look at this. Mm-hmm. Look at all these football players running around with helmets on doing weird shit. In high school, I was still like, God, I'm like, this is intense. This is too much. These guys are just putting on armor to battle each other. I'm like, you're 14. What the fuck is this? Like that is the same thing when you're not, like, when you're a little frail nerd.
Yeah.
You're like, you're just going to go out there and smash into each other? This seems fucked up.
Man, it was great.
Well, but that's the thing. You were in it and you're used to it. That's how the military people are like, everybody's going to freak out because we got to practice our bullshit in front of them.
Yeah.
So, all right, everybody have your – and that's why every nerd is like, your dad didn't hug you enough. Like, that was a conspiracy theory of a 14-year-old nerd. It was like, that's why you got to go do that. We all had our own conspiracy theories for why football players had to do that.
But, yeah, I think that's the thing. Like you said, in front of everybody, why are they doing it in front of everybody? You know, traditionally – these type of exercises have been, you know, military bases and off the beaten path. But now they just seem to be coming into, you know, coming into regular folks' territory.
Well, maybe if it's just big enough where it's like, listen, just we got to practice, all right? And rather than doing it, not saying anything, here, we're doing a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know.
But I also am intrigued by the theory of, like, well, they just want us to get used to seeing this type of stuff. So then when the day finally comes where they come in to L.A. and downtown L.A. is occupied by 25,000 troops and 10,000 military vehicles.
The security theater.
Yeah.
Like at the airport. Like, no. Like are they really doing that much? Or is it all just this, like, no, look, your rights are being removed slowly.
Yeah.
You know, like – everybody freaked out, but then the stuff stayed, and everybody calmed down.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's still fighting it. Nobody's still fighting the body scans.
Yeah.
Everybody now, if you see, like, when it first started, people were like taking their shirts off and having whatever, like, unlawful, whichever, maybe that was written on their chest, and be like, "Fucking, this guy's a hero." Now, if you did that, now everybody in line would beat the shit out of you with their laptops that are already out of their bag, because everybody knows how to get on a plane.
Oh well.
We can keep going on this one. I think there's maybe two-parter.
I think it might be a two-parter.
Martial law in general. I brought up some examples of martial law. We can get into that.
I think the day's coming, man. I think the day's coming where – don't get me started on Agenda 21. That's something we got to get into eventually.
All right.
It's I don't know, man. I've been going down some of these rabbit holes.
Well, I would much rather be with the fucking – hot smoking armed transgender army.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody on the left, let's go. Get your weapons. Let's get organized and let's fucking disco dance into the future and not let these fucking idiots take over.
Well said.
Let's do it.
Got a recipe?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Better be a hearty one.
It's a pretty good one. It's nothing fancy. It's a real basic. It should be I don't know if it should be a staple, but it should be in your repertoire of recipes if you're a part-time chef.
I can make food. I got a kitchen now.
Hobbyist.
That's not just right next to my bedroom.
That's true.
I can make food.
Alfredo sauce. I love a good fettuccine Alfredo.
I do too.
Love a good fettuccine Alfredo.
Not a summer food.
It could be. Whatever. Yeah. You know.
I never think like, right after swimming in the pool and some pina coladas, I want some nice Alfredo sauce. That's what I want.
See, that's how fat I am. I don't compartmentalize it.
Temperature doesn't
regulate. Yeah, just, you know, anytime's a good time.
You and Deb Kinane. Deb Kinane loves a good fettuccine Alfredo with broccoli.
A good fettuccine Alfredo. Real simple, all right? Just real basic. Basically three core ingredients, butter, heavy cream, and Parmesan cheese, all right?
Mm.
So this is a basic, and then I kind of doctored mine up here. But first of all, get you a whole red bell pepper.
Heavy cream would be a good, like, thick white girl stripper name.
That's true. Heavy cream. Write that down.
Strippers need more fun names.
I like to doctor mine up. So get you a red pepper. You can do a green bell pepper. Personally, between the red and the green, I always go with the red. I think the red bell pepper is superior to the green bell pepper, even though green bell pepper is part of the holy trinity of Cajun cooking, which I do adhere to. Personally, I like a red bell pepper.
Is one of them better for you than the other?
I don't know.
We'll look it up.
Get you a whole – now, this is going to be a lot, But I go all in for the amount that we're making with this Alfredo sauce recipe. Get you a whole red bell pepper, get you a whole white onion, and get you a whole bulb of garlic. Bulb. Okay. Now, dice the hell out of all three of those. Now keep them separate. You can take the bell pepper and the onion and mix those together, but get a real fine dice. Just dice the shit out of them real fine, and then dice up all that garlic and set it aside. Take the bell pepper and the onion, saute that shit in some olive oil for about 5 or 10 minutes until it kind of gets the onions get translucent, nice and soft. Set that aside. Well, the last couple of minutes of that, then you can throw in your garlic. You always want to throw in the garlic last because it'll burn real easy. It'll cook a lot quicker than the onion or the pepper. Mm-hmm. So whole pepper, whole onion, whole bulb of garlic, chop it up, saute it, smack it up, flip it down. Set that aside. Now we're going to have the Alfredo sauce, which you got a quarter cup of butter. So a quarter cup would be, roughly about 2 tablespoons maybe. So, 3 or 4 tablespoons, whatever. Quarter cup of butter, heavy, 1 cup of heavy cream. So you take that and you mix that together. And, you melt the butter first in a saucepan. Once the butter gets all melted, you throw in that heavy cream. Let that simmer for about 5 minutes on medium to low heat. Get it, whisk it up real good. Get all the bubbles out. Then you want to throw in a cup and a half of grated Parmesan cheese. Stir that in there with it.
Parmesan cheese.
Then throw in that mixture of pepper, onion, and garlic. That's going to thicken it up a lot. It's going to be pretty thick with all those onions and peppers and whatnot. But anyway, throw that in there, and at the end, get you a half a cup of chopped parsley and mix all that in there. And boom, that's your sauce right there. Then you boil up some linguine or fettuccine or whatever you want, and then throw that on there. So quarter cup of butter, cup of heavy cream, cup and a half of Parmesan cheese, mix all that together, throw in your garlic, pepper, and onions, and then throw in some chopped parsley, and you're good to go, man.
I like the garlic, pepper, and I've never seen that in a restaurant.
I do that, yeah. That's my little twist.
Did you know this? And I don't know if it's going to just fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
That red peppers,
mm-hmm.
they're just more ripe green peppers.
I think I knew that, yeah.
All right. Well, then. Yeah. Well, fuck me.
Yeah.
Tried to just
thank
bring
you, though.
A little surprise at the end of that one.
There's your Alfredo sauce.
Now with this air conditioning
mm-hmm.
that we got, I can enjoy a pasta dish in the summertime. The other place, unheard of.
Yeah. No sense in buying it in the jar. I don't like the – same thing with mashed potatoes. Why would you buy instant mashed potatoes? Mashed potatoes is the easiest thing in the world to make homemade. Alfredo sauce, pretty damn easy to make.
They're not instant. You can't eat that shit out of the box.
Yeah. Just so easy to make. So that's that. Comic of the week. You want to do comic of the week? Do you want to throw out a quick plug?
I was just reminded of a funny comic.
Uh-huh. Or did you want to keep the negativity out of it?
There's no negativity. I just want to say that Lisa Traeger's hilarious.
Yeah.
And she's on tour. Go see Lisa Traeger.
Okay.
She was at Clusterfest in San Francisco a couple weeks ago.
Cool.
And she don't give a fuck. She'll steal your man. She's hilarious. I think she has an album out. She's got a half hour out, and she just does not give a shit. She's like, of all the comics that are punk rock comics, she has nothing to do with that scene, but like as far as attitude, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say whatever.
She was vocal in what we were talking about earlier.
And it didn't even have anything to do with that. It was just like, we haven't brought up Lisa as a comic of the week.
Yeah.
And she's hilarious. And I think she said she's playing Louisville this weekend or somewhere.
Good for her. So check her out. We're going to throw in another just in the interest of timing as this comes out on Tuesday, tomorrow, as we're speaking.
Real tomorrow.
Same day that Rory Scovel's new special hits Netflix.
Yeah.
Rory Scovel tries stand-up for the first time.
He's got some funny promos with Jack White on
it. Yes.
There.
And this was the special that I attended live in person and almost punched the guy.
That dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if his interruption will make the cut, but I hope not. But if you hear some ponytailed dipshit interrupt Rory, that's the guy that I almost punched right square in the face. My blood has not boiled so hot in quite a while as that night. But I can attest to it. Like I said, I was there in person. Incredible special. I don't know.
It's Rory. It's
I haven't seen the final cut, but whatever they. Whatever they leave in there is going to be amazing because I think he probably did about an hour and a half in person. They'll probably cut that down to around an hour And Rory Scovel tries stand up for the first time on Netflix today, June 20th. Check that shit out. Comic of the week. Anything to plug?
No, man. I'm just around this summer. I've got shows in town, but you know, with shooting schedule.
Yeah,
busy being all Johnny Hollywood.
That's true.
So sometimes I'm at the shows, sometimes I'm not. I try to make as many of them as I can.
Me too.
Otherwise, I don't know if we got any European listeners.
Oh, yeah, going to Europe this summer.
If we do, I'll be there at the end of July doing a bunch of dates. I'll get more specific about that.
Well, that's
and we
cool.
should, you know what? Let's get a, maybe we should get a Reddit presence.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about Reddit?
I don't know nothing about
this morning.
I don't know nothing about no Reddit.
Somebody do Reddit.
Yeah.
I'll just say that. Hey, somebody do Reddit.
I think we've got some listeners that tried to start something on Reddit, and I don't think there was enough interest.
Well, let's work on it. We got, you know what? Maybe we got to do an AMA.
Yeah.
AUA for Ask Us Anything.
There you go.
AUA. I should have ended before that.
That's
all right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Holla at you, boys.
The Boogie Monster. Bye.